And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We have the Hubers in town here. We have Captain Fred Huber of the Daily Double and his fishing fiend son, Philip, is here. Telling fishing stories here. No doubt about it. Having a great show and taking your phone calls.
We're having a lot of fun, too, man. Great show, good energy, and there's such cool fishing going on. Like we say, it is November. It is November, and the other parts of the country are just cold and wintered up, and we're talking about Wahoo and Limits of Yellows and the plug at the Coronado Islands, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. We want you to be a part of the show this morning. Give us a call. Lots going on here on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to join in the fun, two ways you can reach us. First is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only talking fishing, talking fun, giving away a great prize today. One lucky caller is going to get a chance to go on that Daily Double. We've been talking about it all morning, what great fishing they've had. And at the end of the show, one lucky person is going to go in half-day passes for two on the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. It includes all the gear rental if you need to use it. And really want to thank Fred for that. It's an awesome prize. And hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water right now. We're going live. Captain Jeff DuBois is on the Independence right now. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Pete. Friends, how y'all doing?
We're doing great, man.
Great to hear from you again. So it sounds like those fish are biting.
Yeah, you know, we just got in this morning and unloaded a beautiful catch for our 10-day trip. We spoke briefly yesterday, but I just want to throw something out there. We've landed again the first 300-pounder. That 290 we taped out, he made a 304.
Wow. That is awesome.
Really good fishing down there on the lower banks. We ended up with five cows instead of the four we thought. And that fish we got on the ridge, it actually taped out 228 that we caught on the ridge that afternoon.
Wow.
So things, you know, they look pretty good down there. I will say that. There's definitely some fishing going on now. And somebody already nabbed one of those spots on that 10-day. So that 10-day in December here, from the 12th to the 22nd, you better get on it. I think they're going to go quick here.
I know that's an AFTCO-sponsored trip, too, and those guys always give away, like, a lot of goodies. So if you're a guy that likes some bonus fun stuff on those trips, I know that's one that's going to be heavily sponsored with lots of giveaways, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Jeff, independentsportfishing.com, or you can call Judy in the office. That leaves four spots left on that, by my calculations. Is that right?
That's correct, Pete. Four left. So, I don't know. It looks pretty good. The boat's leaving today on another 10-day, and I have a feeling I know where they're headed.
Wow.
Philip and Fred both want to go.
Yeah, you might have to buddy up in a bunk, but come on down.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Once again, Jeff, if somebody wants to grab one of those spots on the beautiful Independence, go fishing with you, catch a cow, how do we do it?
You know, call Judy, 619-226-6006, or independentsportfishing.com.
October, and there's 300-pounders already hitting the deck of the Independence. I think we're in for one hell of a long-range season this year.
Congratulations on the first 300-pounder of the season, Jeff DuBois. Appreciate the call this morning.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Morning.
Appreciate that. All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Fred and Philip. Let's jump into it.
You got it, man. First-time callers, we always say go right to the front of the line. That's the case with Russ, who's calling us from San Diego. Russ, good morning. Thanks for being a first-time caller with us.
Yeah, hi there. Thanks for all. Been listening for years, but have never gone out on a boat.
Wow. Okay.
And need some help. Okay. I'm thinking that a quarter day would be a great way to go. You know, having listened to the show for years and years and years, every Saturday and Sunday morning. I was wondering, do you guys have like four or five quick tips so that when I go on the boat, I can learn? I can enjoy it, but without getting in the way of my, you know, fellow fisher people and the crew. And, about the gear and just, you know, how to be courteous and so on and so forth. You know, just four or five real quick. I'd appreciate that. And the other thing is, you know, I'm willing to bet there are lots of folks, like I am, who would really love to go out or kind of intimidated with regards to going out for that first time. So maybe sometime somebody could organize a first time tripper or something like that.
I think that's a great idea because of many, many times I get stopped, and I know Ricky does too, that, you know, I don't fish, but really love listening to your show.
Totally.
Like, but we need to get guys like you out fishing. And Fred, that's kind of what you do on the Daily Double, is you take a lot of first timers out, right?
Absolutely. Don't be intimidated. Don't be fearful. We specialize in the first timers. You know, my crew is going to grab you as soon as you get on the boat. They're gonna get you signed in on the ship's manifest. They're gonna get your fishing pole. They're gonna get you rigged up.
And you got to let them know that you're a first timer, right?
Well, you know, more times than not, yeah, we're guilty of kind of keying in on the rental equipment. And treating everybody with the rental equipment as a first timer. And sometimes we'll miss the people with their own equipment and not realize that, hey, they don't have a lot of experience. But we catch it. We see it. And, we've created some fishermen. I'm thinking back to this past year. There's a lady that was intimidated on going fishing with us because she's female and it's like a bunch of guys. Katarina Eckerd. And boy, what a fisher gal she's turned into.
She's hooked.
You guys know who I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And in a year's time, what she's done, she's really embraced it and she's
enjoys it.
Yeah, she's hardcore.
Pick a nice day, Russ, you know, watch the weather and make sure, you know, you're gonna have a nice day on the water. And And I would say Daily Double would be a great starter for you, for sure, because they cater to the first-timers. And then you can graduate kind of to the three-quarter day. You agree with that, Philip?
Yeah, I as a kid, I grew up starting on the half-day, and I eventually worked my way up. But starting on the half-day, fishing locally, catching bass, rockfish, whatever it is, that's a great way to start. Real mellow trip. It's always fun. Honestly, too, Russ, this time of year is perfect.
Yep.
This is when we typically have, obviously we got a little wind that we talked about here the next day, but this is when we typically have, though, nice stretches of weather in the fall like we are right now. But the lows.
Look at today. There's no wind.
There you go.
It's beautiful.
The loads are often lesser than they are in the middle of the summer. The fishing is very good. And honestly, right now, the fishing's pretty easy. You know, you don't have to be a super experienced guy that has to cast a mile. I mean, it's easy fishing. The bait's really good. And if I could give a tip, and Fred basically said it, and the crew is always looking for it, but when you get on the boat, just find one of the crew members and just say, hey, man, I'm pumped up. I'm excited. This is my first trip. The guys that work on these boats are the most experienced people there are, period. Better than any guy behind any counter. They're there every single day seeing it, and they're going to help you the entire time. And I share the same sentiments as everybody else. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing but fun and easy, and you just got to go check it out. I guarantee if you like listening to the show, you're going to love doing it even more.
Half-day trip leaves at 1 o'clock today. It's a good day.
Yeah, perfect, honestly.
I got football to watch today.
Oh, come on. More fun being on the water.
Boy, that's...
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, and thanks for being a first-time caller.
See you, Russ.
I hope you get out fishing.
All right. How about we jump back into the phone? We'll talk to Sam up next, calling us from Irvine. Hi, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Hey, half-day fishing is great. I do it every now and again, but I took my wife out, and it was this year's unlike other years, you know. I just took her out with a little spinner and it turned into like a run and gun half day boat, and she felt under equipped for when we were out there. So I just wanted to know what I would bring, what you guys think would be two good outfits to bring for a half day boat, knowing the conditions this year.
Well, our rental equipment is a Penn 501 with like 25 pound line on it, and there's times when that's kind of heavy tackle. But they send our people out with that knowing that, hey, you can catch a pretty nice yellowtail on that equipment. It's nice to have a lighter setup, a level line Corrado, you know, to be able to fly line a calico bass, but then it's also nice to have something that you can put a 4 ounce sinker on and drop down or, you know, cast a lure with and, you know, be able to fight a better fish.
So like a 12 to 20 pound bass type outfit and like a, you know, 7 to 8 foot, 25 pound bait rod. Those would cover your two, would you say?
Cover. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Our buddy Michael Schweit from the Federation of Fly Fishers online. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you guys.
How was the big fair?
The fair was outstanding. Wish you were up there. We had almost 500 people show up this year.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, it was great. We got a little bit of rain, and it was fun. We had that white stuff in the mountains that we're not used to, so that was a nice spectacular for the fall up there.
Beautiful fall day in Bishop, huh?
Yeah, it was great. Fun great weekend. Great 3 days.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So what's the plans for next year?
The next year is going to be October 14th through the 16th. Pretty much the same routine. We had lots and lots of new people come up there that we got to introduce into fly fishing. Todd and Tenkara fly fishing. You're going to have to come up there and try that one. In fact, we got to get Rick up there for that. That's something I know he can manage.
Now, what is that?
Tenkara is fly fishing without a reel. It's essentially it's a 9 foot, 10 foot rod with a fly line, a short length of fly line and a leader and the fly at the end of it. And you're fishing real close to you. And these guys are getting, these guys have gotten browns up to 20 inches on these things.
Whoa.
These Tenkara rods really seriously bend. So you can do a good job. In fact, down here in San Diego and in your area, Conway Bowman's got him. He's gotten carp on the Tenkara.
Oh, my. Now, that's a Japanese method, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I know we're going to hear from Conway real soon later in the show today about one of the new activities he's working with on Fast Lane Kayaks there about doing some fly fishing. So maybe he'll do a Tenkara rod on that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting method. So we had a lot of people, and tons of people came up for the just the basic intro classes to show them how to cast and do the thing. It was great. It was really, really good.
Now you guys are going to start doing some tips for fly fishermen every week or every other week with Let's Talk Hookup. I'm sure that we have worked out that schedule yet, but you're going to kind of talk about fly fishing, get people involved in the Federation, and you can stay tuned for that real soon, right?
Yes, as much as we can. We're looking forward to 2016 immensely.
Yeah, fly fishing is coming back.
Yes, it is. Well, it's always been here. We've just been very quiet about it. We're the invisible.
Well, it's about time you start talking about it, Michael.
Thanks to you guys. We appreciate it.
Well, and thanks to you. I gotta put kudos out to this guy, Michael Schweit, who single-handedly kind of pushes these fly guys into saying, hey, you got to talk about yourself, and you got to talk about the fun that people can have with fly fishing. So hats off to you, Michael.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, we'll talk soon, okay?
Yeah, you guys take care.
Thanks for the report this morning. Appreciate that. That's Michael really has done a great job with the Federation and really getting the word out about fly fishing.
I like how much he tried to take the elitist theory, look of fly fishing out of it. It's just another way to go fishing, have fun.
Another way to go have fun and go fishing.
You got it, man.
Let's go back.
Anyway. Let's do it, brother. How about we talk to Dave? He's calling us from Anza. What's up, Dave? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Fred. I've been out with you twice this last year with my sister's granddaughters, a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old little girl, and perfect boat for taking out the first timer. I know you just had that previous caller that was so a little intimidated about going out, being a first timer. I say, boy, you've got the perfect boat for that first timer. Whatever my gun. Grand needs to see me now. It's always Uncle Dave. When are we going out again?
That's awesome.
That's really neat.
Yeah. So yeah, my question for you is: during the winter time, when you're running that 8-3 trip, will you ever venture down into Mexican waters? And if you do, what do we need to have with us to do that trip into Mexico?
You know, I don't really see that happening. It's gotten the point now where we have to have passports and visas for everybody on board, and it was something that we used to do because all we needed was the Mexican fishing license. You know, now it's just
much more complicated.
Yeah, there's so much more to it that to do it on a half day trip, but I just don't ever see the value being there. It you know, and I'm not saying no. And whether or not Tim does it on the Premier this year, he's done that the last few years, fishing Rockfish when it's closed in American waters.
Right.
I'll put a shout out to my competition. I care for him.
Yeah. Tim's a good guy.
Yeah, Tim's awesome. Whether or not the Premier is going to fish Rockfish in January and February and try to have everybody with passports and get everybody visas. I think he did it last year, but they didn't need passports last year.
Yeah, now they do.
Passport,
passport card. But yeah. the thing is, if you're going to do that and you're going to go to that expense of the FMM and the fit and the Mexican fishing license, three-quarter day is the best way to go, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, you're getting into it between the fishing license and the passport. You're into it for $38.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's
just
included.
Before you even do.
That's included in the ticket price of the three-quarter day trip.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is an add-on to the half day. You know, you're getting up there a little bit. Not to say that, you know, there's some value in it. There's, you know, the quality rockfish in the lower end of the 9 mile bank in Mexican waters in January and February. You know, the potential's there.
Well, hopefully this year you're going to have so much local fish on the surface and in the kelp beds.
Yes.
Or the leftover kelp beds that you're not going to even need to worry about rockfish.
You know, it's always a challenge every year to say, okay, we can't keep ground fish. This year, they closed sculpin at the end of the year, so sculpin's been left alone. We're catching a lot right now that we're having to throw back. And like I was mentioning earlier, there's a lot of spots I have not even begun to look at yet that, wow, the sand bass and calicos, January, February, yeah. I see potential. The bonita still being around.
You're going to catch fish. I just know it on the daily double.
I embrace the challenge every year, and this year I think it's going to be a little easier.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot for the call, Dave. Appreciate that.
Kenny in UTC, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Kenny, thank you for joining us this morning. Thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, good morning. I want to know, are they getting some yellows on the half table lately?
Yes. Last trip I ran, I think we had 4 or 5.
Okay.
Yeah. To go all
right.
50 bonita.
What'd you say, Kenny?
What size fish are they? I went out with him one time and he had them up to 25 to 40 pounds.
Woo.
Yeah. No, smaller fish, 5 to 8s.
Okay. But there's some bigger fish mixed in, right?
Yeah.
Like what you saw yesterday, Philip, right? On the Mission Bell.
Yeah, there's a great variety. The majority of the fish being caught are still in that 5 to 8 pound range, but you never know. The last few years, there's been lots of that big quality 18 to 25 pound fish caught, and you never know when you might run into one.
Okay, Philip, what's your yellowtail? You're a yellowtail master at the age of 17. What is your yellowtail tip? If there's a mixed grade of fish, is it possible to target that bigger fish, and how do you do it?
Just keep trying. Honestly, you put in the time and effort, and you got a chance of getting one. Keep a fresh bait out there and keep on trying.
Live bait, so.
Yep.
Live bait's a key.
That's what I recommend.
Okay, very good. Fly line?
Fly line.
Okay.
He's a pretty good surface iron fisherman, too.
I bet he did. Yeah, he got a limit of fish on the surface iron yesterday. I bet he's pretty good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Kenny. Appreciate that very much.
All right. How about we jump right back into the phones? This time we talk to Fred, who's calling us from Claremont this morning. Hi, Fred. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning.
Hi, Fred.
Hello?
Hi, Fred.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and Fred. I like your name, Fred.
Solid. What can we do for you this morning, Fred?
First-time caller, long time listener. I just had a really simple question. Are they having the shuttles for the fishermen's day at the docks?
Tackle Days won't have any shuttles. It'll just be parking there. We're very fortunate that we're coming at a time when that North Harbor realignment project has happened, so there's quite a bit more parking. That's just something to be said, too, for everybody that's not aware, is there's a lot more parking than what has been at the San Diego Landings, you know, as of late. And, you know, now that the season, I would never say is coming to an end, because the guy sitting next to us had a limit of yellows and Oahu yesterday, but as happens in November with less anglers going, there's quite a bit of parking. I mean, I park down there just like Fred does every single day of my life, and I haven't had any problem just pulling in and grabbing a spot. So
those of you that aren't familiar with the realignment on Harbor Drive, we should explain.
Yeah.
So from Pizza Nova down to Jimmy's, and then beyond that, all the way down to Harbor Drive, all the way to Nimitz, pretty much. There's a whole bunch of parking. Right now, it's free. And there's also two-hour parking in front of the restaurants there at Jimmy's. And then there's the 72-hour parking.
Right.
For Tackle Day, you could probably get away with the two-hour parking, unless you're going to spend a long, long time there. But they do watch that.
They do watch that for sure.
So just be cautious of the two-hour spaces. But there's plenty of 72 hours. And then there's the Westies lot across the street that is wide open and still free. That I don't know when they're going to change that. Have you heard when they're going to change?
No, I haven't. All I know is it's free. That's in between the Best Western and the Holiday Inn, and it's another big lot that formerly was a pay lot, and as of right now, it is not. It's a big parking lot that's open spaces. There's the new spots in front of Pizza Nova there. I mean, there's going to be quite a bit of parking. I don't see it being.
And then there's all the parking at the landings too, other than in front of Fisherman's Landing, which will be blocked off.
You got it.
Yeah. So. That, you know, always good to get there early, especially for the deals. Come on down, watch Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. But I think you shouldn't have too many issues. You might have to walk a few blocks, but not too many issues.
Yeah, I think it'll be just fine.
All right, we'll see you down there. Thanks for being a first-time caller with us, Fred, and please join us again.
Jim from National City, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Jim?
Morning, guys. A couple of things. I've fished with Fred on the Daily Double and with Steve on the Mission Bell many times. But today I have a couple of things. First, I wanted to pass along that Alan Clower's father is doing a lot better. He finally got out of the hospital after 6 or 8 weeks.
That's great.
And I just wanted to pass that along. He might even be listening. And second, I wanted to ask Philip, I know he's quite the baseball player at Point Loma, and is he playing any travel ball this summer? And what I might have missed it, what did he catch the Wahoo on?
Philip?
I'll start with a Wahoo. I was fishing a jet head that I pretty much made for myself. I went out and I bought a jet head, and I bought a couple skirts and ultimately rigged it together myself. And then as far as baseball, I'm playing just a small little fun Sunday league to keep me in stride for the season for the high school.
All right, so you still play for Point Loma High?
I play for Point Loma, yeah.
Yeah, and what position?
Third base.
Third base, that's a tough position. Good for you.
David Wells calls him the Claw.
The Claw. Nice.
That's rad.
Nice. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be checking in with Fish Reports. Tons of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company. Selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987, Jobsite Supply specializes in quality and service. With lines like Milwaukee Electric Tools, their name says it all. Dependable Jobsite delivery on the newest Milwaukee tools like the M12 compact vacuum and the M18 cordless shears. With an expansive inventory and knowledgeable staff, make Jobsite Supply your source for Milwaukee tools. Check Jobsite Supply. Myco.com for more details.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Daiwa and the Saltiga and Saltus reels and much more from Daiwa. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whalers Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whalers Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whalers Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Huge selection of Costa, and get a free gift with every Costa purchase. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, here's our buddy Conway Bowman. Good morning, Conway.
Hey, Conway.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey,
are
doing you? Terrific, man. You have been a busy, busy guy, and as if you didn't have enough to do now, you're going to be teaching people saltwater kayak fishing 101 at Fast Lane Kayaks, right?
Yeah, so that's going to be November 5th, 6 to 8 p.m. And, you know, Ron Lane got me stoked on this. And, you know, I had been kayak fly fishing for a while, but out of a traditional kayak. And, you know, Ron convinced me to go out in the Pro Angler 14, and he said it's a whole different ballgame. And I'll tell you, it was phenomenal. It basically eliminated the paddle aspect of it, which is complex when you're fly fishing. And so because of the Mirage Drive technology, I can actually, you know, pedal the thing around, stand up, and make casts. It's killer. It's awesome. So I really want to get people stoked on this and come and check it out.
Yeah, so this is a free clinic this Thursday night, November 5th, at Fastlane from 6 to 8 p.m., right? What are you going to talk about?
So I'm going to basically talk about entry-level saltwater fly fishing. You know, we're going to talk about casting rods, tackle, places to fish, and specifically Mission Bay. But I'm also going to incorporate, you know, the pro angler in there and how it is a really, really great craft for a fly angler to get out and fish the bay. So it's going to be all of that, you know, and hopefully just come down, have some fun, and it's free. And it's going to be a very casual thing. I just want to get people stoked.
How cool awesome. Would it be to be out on a lake or even a river on that pro angler, huh?
So it was funny. So after Ron and I went fishing, we were talking about that. And I'll tell you, for fishing the Sierras, for fishing the Colorado River, for fishing our local lakes, what a tremendous, tremendous kayak. And the great thing is this. You can stand up. It's stable enough to where you can stand up and cast. And I think that's the biggest problem with a traditional kayak is when you're sitting down, you really can't get the proper cast out of it. So standing up is critical. It also lends itself to have the fly angler do a lot more sighting, like sight fishing to fish, or sight fishing, or sight casting to structure, which is critical as well. I mean, it's a whole new ball game. And I mean, to be honest, guys, I've seen these kayaks around for quite a while, and it just never connected to me that it would be such a great craft to fly fish out of. So I'm really pumped up.
Yeah, it is amazing. And did you try that new inflatable combination SUP kayak?
Well, I'll tell you, Ron was on that, and I told my wife, Michelle, about it, and she's like, oh, my God, I've got to try that. Because, she is a huge stand-up paddleboard fly fisherman.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, she's taken her inflatable all over. I mean, we've gone to Campeche, we've gone to the East Cape, and I told her about that. But that new inflatable is going to open it up even more for people who want sort of more of a stand-up paddleboard experience, but yet still have the Mirage Drive pedal system. It's going to be great.
And a seat, too, if you want to sit
down. A seat. It's got everything on there.
Yeah,
so,
it's pretty impressive. Yeah, I want one of those. Because it's something you can throw in the back of your car and take anywhere with you, or throw it on an airplane.
And that's it. That's the thing. You can take it anywhere. And as I said, you could travel to anywhere. Yeah. And they pack down. It's great. It's awesome.
It's really, really cool. So, okay, let's talk about this. Saltwater Kayak Fishing 101 this Thursday night at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, 6 to 8 p.m. It's free. And then you're going to be hosting two fishing missions with Fast Lane Kayaks on the Hobie Pro Anglers on November 21st and December 12th. There's only 10 spots on each one.
That's right.
You're going to teach every one of them, right?
It's going to be on the water, and so we're going to pull it all together, and it's going to be great because we've picked out some great tides, and we've got a little casting competition going, you know, during those two on the waters. It's going to be great, and we just got to get the fly anglers out there to do it, because once they do it, they're going to be stoked, and it's going to open up a whole new world for them. And I'm just really excited about it.
What an event. All right, so starts off this Thursday night, don't miss it, at Fastlane with Conway Bowman, and going to make a great presentation. Conway's a great. How's the TV show doing?
It's doing great. So I'm doing The Outfitters presented by Ford Trucks. It's doing great. It keeps chugging along, and I'm stoked. And, you know, I went to some really great places this year. I went to El Salto, which was tremendous, man. I had never been there. That was one of my favorite trips. But I also caught a few bucket list fish, like some really big muskies in Wisconsin and a couple other fish. So it's going great. Ford's a great company, and it just keeps chugging along. So I'm blessed.
That's
sure.
Awesome. Well, Conway, we'll see you Thursday night, 6 to 8 p.m. at Fast Lane. Look forward to seeing you down there, and thanks a lot for joining us and hosting these Fly Fishing 101 events for our listeners.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Conway.
Appreciate the call this morning. All right. Speaking of bass, our old buddy Craig Sutherland from the ABA is on the line. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Hey, doing great. Of course, we've known Craig for, gosh, we were trying to put penciling it out, like 22 decades plus, something like that.
Easy.
Yeah, I know. But Craig, of course, you always see him at the Fred Hall shows, and he's that smiling face talking bass with people. And tell us about the ABA. What's going on?
Well, we're excited about this new. Oh, by the way, I got to check that kayak out.
You talk about for bass fishing or any kind of fishing.
Oh, we have some water in Florida. That sounds perfect. So.
Oh yeah, no, it's cool.
Hey, well, we have Jay Sutherland's going to be taking over the San Diego region this next year, and he's all pumped up and excited. And our season for the San Diego region starts January 23rd. And so that's going to be at El Cap. And everybody's awaiting the San V opening. We don't know what's going to happen on that exactly yet. But, you know, for the meantime, we have a full region down there with El Cap, Otay, and Hodges. And there's tournament every month, January, February, March, April, May, and June. And what we did this year is we lowered the entry fee so that your minimum all-in is – $150, and then with options, you're looking at $200. So $100 a guy or less, you can come down and fish these tournaments. And at the end of the year, there's a great championship, and that one has a Ranger boat for first place.
Wow.
And that's only a $100 entry at that one. So keeping it affordable, and they're just a blast. I want to invite people out.
Yeah, that sounds cool. And they're friendly tournaments, too, these AVA tournaments, really friendly. Craig runs an excellent organization. And how does one get involved in this?
Well, one of the things that we're doing as a promotion for the San Diego region is anybody that wants to come out and try these tournaments, you do have to have a boat, does have to have an aerated live well, has to have kill switch and all of the Coast Guard equipment, of course. But it doesn't have to be a big fancy bass boat. As long as you have a good aeration system, and we have guys that have converted boats that have a big ice chest with an aeration system, so any of that's fine. So you can get involved, and normally it's $30 a guy for a membership for a year. And what we're going to do is, if people come to the first event, we're going to waive, we're going to give them a free one-year membership each, and so they'll be able to come out and try it without any extra cost. And I can give you Jay's phone number directly. His number is 562-673-2396. Now, that's directly to the regional director for the tournaments. You can always find us at AmericanBass.com online, or AmericanBass.mobi is just a scaled-down version of the website, so you don't have to scroll through. You know, there's over 40,000 pages on the main site.
Wow. All right, cool, Craig, man. Sutherland, ABA, keep it rolling. Good for you. And thanks for joining us. People encourage people to check out AmericanBass.com, right?
Hey, Pete, how about also if they mention your radio show at registration, we'll give them a hat, too.
How about
hey,
that?
That's right.
There you
hey,
go.
Right.
All right, Craig, very nice. Bye, nice bye. To hear from you. We'll see you at the Fred Hall shows.
See you soon. Take
okay,
care. Thanks.
For sure. All right. Let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
You got it, man. They're packed up. Everybody wants to talk to the boys. Dennis in Norwalk, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dennis.
Yes, good morning, gang.
Morning, Dennis.
Hi. I just like a question about the wahoo fishing.
Yeah.
What type of setup will you? I know you're talking about the wire leaders and lures, but what about the reel and the rod and things?
What do you think, Philip? Yeah. What do you? Well, most of the wahoo have been caught on the troll around here, right?
Yeah, the majority of them.
The majority of them. So, give us a trolling setup.
Is any. Honestly, I don't have a personal preference when it comes to my trolling rods. I personally have a CalStar. I'm not exactly sure what the blank is, but any
stout, short,
yeah,
heavy.
short stiff rods that are made for trolling.
Yeah,
wahoo have an incredibly bony mouth. You know, that's like we were saying. They're a difficult fish to get a hook into. And on the troll, you want to fish with a tight drag. You know, you want to drive the hook home, and so you want. You know, you want heavy line and heavy amounts of drag and a heavy rod to accommodate both those things.
No doubt about it. Fred?
And then as far as fish that's not caught on a troll, you know, any outfit that you deem worthy of catching a decent yellowtail on.
Sure.
You know, you can potentially catch a wahoo on it. It doesn't, you don't necessarily have to have a larger reel to catch a wahoo. I mean, a jig master size reel is
a 50-pound wahoo isn't going to pull like a 50-pound tuna.
No, it's not. It's not. So
it's going to give one or two blistering runs and then it's done.
They're giant barracuda.
barracuda. With very sharp teeth.
Yes, they're impressive.
Your yo-yo jig yellowtail outfit typically makes the best wahoo outfit. You fish your yo-yo jig yellowtail with is usually the perfect wahoo rig.
Good call there. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about we next up talk to Jeff? He's calling from Point Loma. What's up, Jeff? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Pete, Rick, Fred, and Philip. I just wanted to call in because yesterday I went out on that boat with the Mission Bell and with Philip and witnessed that wahoo they caught. It was just amazing.
So rad.
Never been out or experienced anything like that. And you know, I caught my first yellowtail on the Mission Bell last year in November, and ever since then I've been breaking the bank, buying equipment, and fishing like crazy all summer, you know, yellowfin tuna and everything.
Gotcha.
I just wanted to, and yesterday I just want to comment a couple things. You know, that crew is just a really great crew, you know, Karen and Scott and obviously Captain Steve, you know, showed me. He's just a real approachable guy that just, you can tell he just loves to fish. I mean, he'll go out there and throw some jigs and help somebody else throw one if they're not doing it right or teach them. So he's always in that teach mode, and not only just trying to find the fish, he's just really helping out the other anglers on the boat.
He's a master caster, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, well, And Philip, you are too, man. I sit there and get humbled watching you guys throw those jigs 100 yards out there.
That's neat.
Well, yeah, after we caught those, I got to say, after we caught those limits about mid-afternoon, you know, what do we do now? You know, let's go look for some bass or something, and all of a sudden hooked into that wahoo, and okay, well, forget the bass.
Guess we know what we're doing for the rest of the afternoon.
Let's pull around for wahoo.
That's cool, Jeff.
Well, yeah. What an experience and a beautiful day on the water on the Mission Bell, huh?
Did he tell you about the humpback whale on the way back?
He showed me pictures. That looked incredible. And that's just one of the other things about being on the water in Southern California is the sights you see year-round.
Yep.
They're amazing.
And the El Nino event, you know, I was the other day, there was a flight of, I don't know, 8 booby birds.
Rad.
And, you know, we used to get excited when we saw one booby bird.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, the birds, the marine mammals, the whole thing, a black skipjack. I mean,
yes.
There's things that we're.
Amberjack.
Yeah, there's things we're seeing that, you know, you don't have to catch a wahoo. But if you're on the boat and you see it happen, well, okay.
Yeah, Phil does.
He exercised his demon, but you know, just the experience of the whole deal. I'm glad you had a good trip.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jeff. I'm glad you're hooked too. That's a really good thing. Hey, while we're on the subject of humpback whales, you know, there's one place you can see a lot of humpbacks and some amazing sights with humpbacks, and that's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. And I was just advised by Jay, our manager up there at Whalers Cove, that we have two different trips this year. They're back-to-back. Actually, three. If you want to stay for 7 days, you can do both trips back-to-back. But Ricky's going to host the first one. It's a three-day trip to Whalers Cove, which is our standard. I'm going to host the second one with Harold Davis. It's a four-day trip, and both of them are co-sponsored by Davis Boats. And they're in mid-August. All the details are on our website, hookup1090.com. Go to our trips page and check that out at whalerscovelodge.com for more information. But not only is the fishing epic, the humpback whales bubble feeding and such like
really?
That. And I actually got some good footage of it on our website, hookup1090.com. You go to the top and you click on the icon for our YouTube channel. If you're not a subscriber, go ahead and subscribe and you'll know. But I did a Whalers Cove Lodge video this year and got some footage of whales bubble feeding right in front of us, which you will see, Rick, next year.
I can't wait.
It's
so rad.
And then you have, you know, really good salmon fishing, halibut fishing. However, so long story short, the spots are almost gone. So if you're thinking, I know it's almost a year away, but
next
if
August,
you're thinking
about
it, you know, our Katmai Lodge trip is sold out, our Kingfisher Charters trip is sold out, and the Whalers Cove trip, I'm surprised, not sold out, but there are a handful of spots both on the three-day with Rick and the four-day with myself, or the seven-day to go together for a whole full week, which would be a dream come true to for somebody out there to spend a week at Whalers Cove. It's pretty awesome. So check out our website, hookup1090.com, on our trips page, and look at the trips. I also posted yesterday the new dates for the Shogun skiff trip next October. There are spots available on that, so if you want to go on that Shogun skiff trip, you better jump on it. The one in June is already sold out. I said there were spots. It's already sold out. So if you want to go to the one with us in October, there are spots available on that Shogun.
You're going to love that trip,
yeah,
dude.
Cool.
It is so cool.
It's fun stuff. So all available right now at hookup1090.com.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Mike calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I was just wondering on Tackle Days, Rick, if you had any vendors or anybody coming to do any rod building.
You know, we don't have any vendors for rod building, but several of the major rod manufacturers will be there. You know, Seekers and Cousins and CalStar and Shimano and, you know, definitely the makers of the best of them will all be there. And then we also do have some sales on our rod building supplies. So
okay.
I've been trying for a while to put a cool rod building seminar together, and maybe we'll try and get that
or
done for next year.
Cool.
That's the thing. It's hard
build
to
build a rod in front of us.
That's the thing is, you know, tackle days are, they're good seminars, they're good length, but they're not real timely, and it's just trying to figure out how to best do that. We've got some unbelievable rod builders that work with our shop. Yeah. I mean, really, really good ones. The best in the whole business, Jim Trelikas and Bill Havens and Joe LaMonaco. They're really, really good. So we're trying to find a way to put that talent to everybody would be awesome, and they're awesome guys that will do anything for the shop, good friends of ours, but haven't figured out a way to make that seminar happen, but we'll do that soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good idea. And you know what else, too, is I know in the CalStar booth there's always a couple of custom rod builders that hang out with Leon and the gang and Buford and stuff that good.
Yeah, plan. That's what I would do. You know, you can pick those guys. I mean, you can, you know, so rare that you can go and you can talk to Leon. You know, the master of all rod builders will be at the show.
The event. Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you next Saturday. Of course, it all starts with actually starts at 6 a.m. The store is open. But
it starts with Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, with Let's Talk Hookup at 7 a.m., 7 to 9 a.m. live broadcast right in front of Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, right in front of Fisherman's Landing
Center.
Get there early, and you know, the Friends of Rollo raffle is a big deal. Make sure you donate, and they'll have Mike Lum will have the pick a box. There's a lot going on.
It's gonna be a fun day.
Seminars all day, some really great seminars. And yesterday you mentioned one of the prizes that is going to be given away is one that we'd all want to go on, and that's a half-day trip to go fishing with Benny Florentino.
How cool is that?
Yeah, very generous of Benny to donate that. But going fishing, I'm telling you firsthand, going fishing with Benny Florentino is a great experience. You get to use all the latest stuff from Shimano that nobody else has but Benny. And maybe Dave Pfeiffer from Shaw. He might have it.
But that's still
maybe
just
Mark
a maybe.
Mills, I don't know. But he's got all the good stuff, and he goes all the good spots.
Yeah,
so.
Beautiful boat, and everything is included on that trip. You know, you just get to show up and enjoy having some great fishing.
And that's one of the prizes in the Friends of Rollo.
Yeah, amongst other great stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to seeing you there, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Harry in La Jolla, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Harry.
Hi there. Rick and Pete, I've had the good fortune of being out fishing on some trips with you guys, and I've learned a lot and thoroughly enjoyed your company and everything. I know you run a lot of sponsored trips, but there are times that apparently you guys go out fishing on these commercial boats where you're not actually the sponsors. Have you thought about possibly listing the on your website the trips that you're going on so that people like myself who would like to get to see you and meet you and talk with you and enjoy your company could sign up for those trips as well?
You know what's funny, Harry, is a lot of times, unless it's a scheduled trip, I can speak for myself and I probably can, and Rick too, is our stuff is so spur of the moment.
100%.
It's like weather's good, fishing's good, let's go.
Yeah.
So there's really not, it's just the opportunity to just go. And that's kind of what it takes a lot of times. I know probably, Philip, for you and your dad, Fred, too, right? You just go when you can, right?
Whenever you can get out there, whenever the time's right, whenever you can do it, get on out there.
Get on the boat and go.
Whatever he can convince his mom to let him play hooky.
Now, Mom goes along with you once in a while?
She usually goes by herself.
She likes fishing on her own.
I can say this with almost certainty about Philip. He probably doesn't know what day he's going fishing next week, but I can almost guarantee that he's going to go.
He's going
to
go.
You know, it's one of those things that, you know, when the timing is right and the weather allows for it, you just make it happen. I'm the same, Harry. I've fished with you a couple of times and really enjoyed it.
But
same deal. I mean,
so the only guarantees we can make, Harry, are the ones we know that we're going to attend on our Let's Talk Hookup trips. So I know you go on those, but just kind of maybe once in a while we'll say, oh, we're going fishing tomorrow, so we'll see what happens.
I was planning on going last Tuesday, and work got in the way.
Yeah.
I was going to go on the Mission Bell last Tuesday. And
Now, wait a minute. Aren't you fishing for work, too?
Well, I was going to get off the half-day boat, and I was going to go on the three-quarter day.
You
were going
to go as a fisherman.
I love hearing that. That's how you know you're going fishing with the right guy.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, I want to remind you this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. It's a long-range season, and the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook, Ring Hooks, and Standard J Hooks are the top choice for all the anglers that are out there to catch their pelagic species, their big tuna, in this long-range season. It's the right design and the durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus Hooks at your favorite tackle store.
And buy two, get one free at Fish at Tackle Day next
got
summer.
It. And we got a load Gamakatsu, of Gamakatsu.
They've been hard to get this summer.
You're not kidding, man.
Because everybody wants Gamakatsu now because they realize what a great hook it is. Buy two, get one free, and you got the new load, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also want to remind you, fishdope.com, always a great source for your fishing information. I look at it every day, twice a day, three times a day. Sometimes just they stay on it. I have all the best reporters. Hook up now for a new membership with using the code HOOKUPNOW, small letters, one word, all in the code box for a new membership, $20 off that new membership to fishdope.com. And before we take a break, I want to throw out a big thanks to Adam.
Yeah.
He's been doing a great job this weekend. Ryan's been playing hooky on the Royal Polaris. He'll be back next weekend. But, Adam, you've been doing a great job, and we sure appreciate your efforts here at the Mighty 1090.
You got it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going fishing on the double. We're giving away half-day passes for two when we come back. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building high-quality inshore and offshore rods that are ideal for Southern California anglers. Quality, innovation, and value with every Cousins rod. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
XERF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, a big winner of the half-day passes for two.
Tell them how we did this.
This is very cool. So Adam, obviously taking all the phone calls, writes basically every number down in the order that guys...
1 through 20.
Yeah, yeah. And there was 20 people that made it on the air this morning. And we asked Philip, you know, hey, you're the big Wahoo guy. Pick a winner. And so he picked his baseball jersey number, which was...
Number 8.
And number 8 happened to be Russ in San Diego. And how cool. Russ is the guy who has never been half-day fishing before and wants to try it. So, Russ.
And you get to go with the half-day guys. You
got no excuses, brother. It's on. Make it happen. So, very cool, Russ. Have a great time
on
your trip.
And you get to pick a friend, too. That's really cool. Hey, Fred, thanks a lot for that. Sure appreciate you and Philip coming in today. Congratulations on your Wahoo, Philip.
Thank you, Pete.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For you,
limits the yellows and stuff like that. That's really a great one. A half day local or a 3/4 day local Wahoo. Quite an achievement there, no doubt about it. Somebody wants to ride the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. How do we do it?
Currently, we're on our winter schedule. Monday through Friday, we depart at 8 a.m., get back at 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, two trips, 6:30 to 12:30 in the morning, then 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 6:30 in the afternoon.
And you can book online, pointlomasportfishing.com.
That's correct.
Or you just call the landing.
619-223-1627.
And make reservations ahead, right?
We appreciate them.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Brett. Thanks, Philip. And thank you for listening this weekend. We'll be live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. And then back in the studio with Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.